Hello everybody, and it's the time of the year again when we open enrolments for the Cisco Academy for the Vision Impaired, even though they have been open for the past week or so. This is the point at which I go through all of the courses that we are running in case you, listening to this recording, might be interested in one of our courses. Now, we can run courses if there is sufficient demand in time slots that are suitable for both US, UK, and Australian study people. So here's the catalogue of courses that could run in semester 2 of 2015. Audio editing fundamentals. Well, if you've been on our Twitter, which is at Cisco Vision, you will be able to listen to what our students did last semester in audio fundamentals. This semester, you could be studying the same skills that they obtained to make awesome projects like the ones that are up on YouTube under our Cavi training account or tweeted about on our Twitter. Intro to HTML5 and CSS. Do you think you really want to design yourself a web page? Do you want a couple of static pages to talk about the dog, the cat, the kittens, or something that you perhaps want to promote or sell? Although, of course, we don't teach shopping carts because that has its own set of problems, and we will talk about that as part of the HTML and CSS course. But if you think you're going to be a bit of a page designer, HTML and CSS might be the course you would consider taking. WordPress and CMS fundamentals. If you know HTML, this is pretty important. If you don't know HTML, probably not a good idea to take the WordPress course. But if you do know HTML and you're looking at building something bigger, more maintainable, more scalable, easier to edit, easier to maintain, more flexible, perhaps you want a podcast, all of those things, WordPress and CMS fundamentals, that's possibly the course you want. Cisco IT Essentials, an old staple we've been running since 2007. It prepares you to take the A+. The A+ is that certification that all of the American employers who want IT people seem to insist that everybody have to show that you know something about personal computers if you're working in the personal computer space. Perhaps taking the Cisco ITE course could prepare you for a future career in IT. Intro to Linux with the Raspberry Pi. This $35 computer has revolutionized the hobbyist computer industry. A thing about the size of a credit card that runs off 5 volts of micro USB power and has a bit of I.O. and some storage, you could turn it into a media player, you could turn it into a web server, a PABX, or just a set of ship's bells that goes off every half hour. Intro to the Raspberry Pi will teach you how to do all of these things and more. And for added bonus this semester, if you enroll for Introduction to Linux with the Raspberry Pi, not only will be the exceedingly capable Brian Shaw teaching, but so will yours truly, the grumpy Linux systems admin that has been doing this since 1993 and knows a couple of Linux commands. Intro to Linux with the Raspberry Pi could be the course you want to take this semester. Computers 101. Not really sure what the desktop is? Only just discovered where the power button is? Struggle with typing in the login password, but once that's in, everything's downhill from there? Computers 101 is possibly where you would like to start. This course covers the basics of screen readers, how to basically use your computer, manage files, surf the web, read email, all that sort of fun stuff, and it will get you up and running in your endeavors to utilize a computer better. CCNA5. Ever wondered what those blue cables with the big telephone jacks on the end of them look like? Ever enjoyed the sound of the tunk noise they make as an RJ45 goes into its socket, but not feeling too confident to wire up your own network or securely configure your own wireless network? CCNA5 will start you on the road to network configuration. The Office courses. We have a number of Office courses which should really be mentioned in the short course section. Word, PowerPoint, Excel. And those courses will allow you to utilize Microsoft Office 2010, 2013, and 365 effectively and efficiently to meet either your employment or your home goals with this productivity suite from Microsoft. There are shorter courses that run from 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes even 8 weeks if it's a longer short course. And here they are. These short courses could run if we get enough enrollment. The NVDA course, always a crowd pleaser. That free screen reader, what's it good for? What's it bad for? What does it do well? What doesn't it do well? Although, guys, if you're going to take this course to learn how to use NVDA, you really do have to practice, because without any practice, you'll never learn to use NVDA efficiently. Skype, the ubiquitous messenger that's now owned by Microsoft. Learn how to drive it efficiently and effectively and awesomely with this short course. Windows 8 upgraders, in fact, soon to be Windows 10 upgraders, we will have a course that will take anybody who's familiar with Windows 7 and newer Windows up to being familiar with Windows 10, the new, supposedly trailblazing operating system from Microsoft. The Cavi employment course. Ever been told to get a haircut and get a real job? Well, the Cavi employment course can equip you with skills that may significantly improve your chances of gaining gainful employment. I suppose gaining gainful is a bit of a tautology, but there it is. The employment course. This might be your cup of tea. And finally, PHP. This course could also run. Sometimes jokingly called Merc script for the web, PHP is a text-based language that has taken programming the web by storm. You could learn the ins and outs of this language to boost the capabilities of your WordPress site or WordPress blog. If you're interested in any of these courses, then simply go to our website, www.cavitraining.com, and you will find all of the resources you need, including course lists, fee structures, application forms, and all the information you need to sign up. Courses start early August. We look forward to having some of you listeners studying with us next semester.